in restaurant or takeout tonight, but then we're rolling into a variety of other types of activities, including Small Business Saturday. So we're excited about this Small Business Saturday. We have a higher level of participation than I think we've ever had in the history of our event. You can go to EmporiaMainStreet.com and check out all of those different participating businesses that have prizes available. And essentially on Small Business Saturday, you can go to a variety of those different local businesses with a elf scavenger hunt passport. Look for the different elves that are hidden in those different businesses. You fill that out on your passport and then drop your passport off at Imaginarium or at a little drop box we'll have for Emporia Main Street and After Hours, and then we'll draw for all those different fantastic prizes. So it's a great family activity. Send the kids around hunting for elves while you're doing shopping, and then get to know all of those different fantastic things that are happening at local businesses.
Elf hunting season is open.
It is.
It is, yeah.
And we're not going to make you wear orange or anything else. You just go out and you hunt your elves and find all sorts of good stuff. We'll have the Emporia Main Street office open for Small Business Saturday from 10 to 2, and then we'll be doing stuff out with our members after that, but you can stop by for gift certificates or other Emporia merch. Carriage rides, I think we've sold like over 300 tickets thus far online. But if you're interested in participating in horse-drawn carriage rides, those are November 30th, December 7th, 14th, and 21st. You can go online to EmporiaMainStreet.com and book those tickets online. We've got Quartermania coming up on December 7th, which is an awesome kind of bingo meets an auction sort of event. Late night sip and shop shopping that's coming up later in December. And we'll remind everybody that we're still collecting items for soldier care packages. So, you know, donations have been a little slow to start off, but we're collecting items to ship off to the men and women from the local area that are serving our country, and remind everybody to continue to support local all season and all year long.
Yeah, be live and local. That's what you need to do. So, care packages. So, do you have a deadline to get that stuff in, Casey?
Well, a lot of our folks that are deployed from the local area will be landing after Christmas, so through the Christmas season, but we have a few addresses that have been dropped by that are currently deployed, so we'll probably do a split shipment. So we're collecting items right now, but we'll collect them through Christmas.
And Emporia Main Street, too, would welcome monetary donations because with all these packages, not cheap to ship, right?
You know, overseas, shipping is a little expensive. So anything that people want to donate, and if they donate cash and it's beyond shipping, we spend that with local businesses to get some local items that remind people of home.
Good stuff. Appreciate it, Casey.
Thanks, guys.
All righty. Casey Woods, Executive Director, Emporia Main Street with us here. 6:53, jump on those carriage rides. They start a week from tomorrow. Downtown.
Will there be any spots left?
Clippity clop, 6:53.
What's the longest layover you've ever had? A couple hours, maybe even a day? I'll bet you can't beat